I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad seat, a broken eight, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Varela Palace, right across the river through the woods from where Granny said it's freezing ass outside, so hand me that cartridge of that green crack. She loves that sativa, 78% green crack. I said, Granny, slow down. She said, you shut up. In New York City, the Big Apple, ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed to travel in some kind of fashion, shake it up, should it be all my friend that come around, have to fuck the party up, rats on the west side, but bugs up town, with the best is towns of town, and my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should it be shake it up. Hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with Carver. Hi, this evening. And 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. I don't know if, you were watching it, Carver High. There's a lot going on in terms of action. There's just tremendous action. One of which I watched. You said you watched the Panthers and Canes tonight from South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk.
I did see a little bit of the game, yes. Two very good teams in that division right now. Florida's been surprising, and they've played some close games with each other.
Your boy, Goldie on Ice.
Oh, legend.
With Randy Moeller calling the action on Panthers TV. Quality stuff. The stuff of legend. Gems. Those are my guys down there. Steve Goldstein, Randy Moeller. They're as good as it gets. I mean, Randy Moeller's funny. And he's got great, like, you know... Didn't he used to do the hockey goals or whatever, and then he'd rattle off like movie lines, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, back in the day, like he used to like rattle off like lines from movies. He was really good at it. I think I remember being baked one night listening to him rattle off some movie highlights. That's pretty good. I'm glad he's doing the games. Back in the day, they had like Dennis Potvin doing it with Moeller down on the ice. Fail. They got to get, yeah. And I know that's your guy, Denny Potvin, but you got to get your boy Randy Moeller up in the booth doing the games. He was doing radio for a long time, and then they finally wised up the Weisenheimers, and they put Goldie with Moeller. I hadn't heard him in a while, right? Like, so it's not like I watched the Florida Panthers ever living here. They're never on TV, right?
So, well, especially this year because they don't play the Islanders, Rangers, or Devils this year, so you really don't see him.
Right. So like, I feel like I haven't seen him in like 2 years. So anyway, the thing is that I used to get the package or whatever, all the games, and I didn't do it, you know, this season because one reason or another, like all the teams are playing inside their division, and I think it sucks. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 204, our satellite partners, and Mightier 1090 in San Diego, all of Southern California, yeah, near Tijuana, do you wanna? And of course, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world, hoorah, soldier, hoorah, it's Pharrell on the bench, I'm Pharrell with Carver High. And so I decided, like, I usually get the package or whatever, so I can watch every game, you know, all the games, and I don't miss any Penguin games and the like. But the thing is that all the games are in the division, right? So if, you know, the Penguins play the Islanders, Rangers, Devils like 50 times. So why would I pay for that when it's on my TV anyway? You know what I mean? I'm already getting it. So why would I get it? Like, I like when they play every team, right? I don't like this division-only nonsense. So I felt like if I got it, I would only be watching the same things anyway every night. You know what I mean, Carver High? I'd be watching them play the same teams, which is, I guess, okay. But, you know, I'd rather that they played every team. And I just think for 200 whatever bucks, whatever it is, it's like 200 bucks. Not that I care, but I mean, I do. And at some level, if you're just throwing money away and you only get to watch, you know, I could watch any team if I get the whole package, right? Fair enough. But I don't want to watch every team. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch crappy teams, and I don't want to watch teams that I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, I don't watch teams that I don't have any interest in or that I don't like, or if there's players I don't like or, you know, coaches I don't like, whatever. If there's a reason I don't like you, why would I watch your games, right? So I got it always so I could watch my team, right? I just don't think it's worth it at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If they're all on TV anyway. So tonight I caught Goldie on ice calling the game for the first time in a couple years. I used to go to Panther games when I lived down in Boca. I was literally the only person in South Florida that went to the games. Driver High just told me he's going to challenge that long distance driver guy to a hitting contest, and loser has to go away forever. But you've never seen Carver High hit a golf ball. He hits a golf when he's drinking. He hits a golf ball 390.
Yeah, that's the key. I got to be drinking. In order for me to take on Maurice Allen, I'm going to have to get it going.
You're going to have to full, like, I mean, almost like your boy, what was his name? Happy Gilmore. You're going to have to do that full, like, rush, you know, full run-on swing where you run into it. You might have to get some of that going. That guy. I didn't know that did so much damage, you know, to golfing, did that kind of damage, I mean, to your face and stuff.
My goodness, Chilcutt pathetically waved at that one like he just recognized his ex-girlfriend across the bar.
I'm just glad that he's, you know, because of that grooming stuff, that he's as pretty as a girl and can maintain a high level of snagging chicks based on his clean shave and clean face. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you can't hang, you know, you might as well just put away those alligators, Carver High. You know what I mean? All right, so you don't like the helmets that the Vegas Golden Knights are wearing, the Golden Domers, the Notre Dame helmets?
I think it's a little too much. I just think it's a little over the top. I don't think that they needed to go that distance with it. You know, they've got enough gold. They've got now the gold jersey. They got a red jersey. They got a black jersey. They got a white jersey. They got so many things going on.
Too far.
I just feel like the solid gold helmets, and whether it's got nothing to do with Notre Dame. I mean, really, they're the only ones who should ever wear the solid gold helmets in anything. But besides that, I just think it's a little over the top with the ensemble that they're putting on. Like, they're going full Vegas, you know, show here now by doing that.
Right. A bridge too far. They've gone just a bridge too far.
No doubt.
I'm always talking to my friends in Vegas, right? Like, every day. And I'm watching Anaheim scoring a goal here. They put on the Blues-Ducks game. What could be worse? Like, I don't want to watch the Ducks. Can you just leave the Vegas game on? Honestly, NHL Network, with their changing every 5 minutes to a different game. Honestly, can we not watch crappy teams? You know, this. Did I not just say this? Did I not just say this before? I can't bear to watch crappy teams. Like, I just don't want to watch. I'm, you know, bored to death with it. I want to watch good teams. That's it. And I know that's the way the cookie crumbles. Some teams aren't good. Some teams are. Well, there you go. I don't want to watch the bad ones. Thanks. You think I'm going to watch Red Wing games? No. I'm not. You know, I know Ottawa beat the Flames tonight. I still don't want to watch Ottawa games. I don't. It is what it is. And, like, Vancouver's beating the Jets tonight. They were beating them 3-0. I don't want to watch them either. Is that what Morenci has to watch out there in Vancouver? He's got to watch that team every night?
Probably, yeah.
Jump in a river. I had to watch that team every night. Seriously. So I was talking to my friends in Vegas, and I was, you know, they're always telling me that, like, you know, we're stupid for living here and in New York City and that, you know, the weather sucks and we have no life and, you know, why be miserable and all that stuff, all that business. They give me the business every time I talk to them. Why don't you move out here to Vegas? And I was just thinking, you know, if we were in Vegas, Carver High, we wouldn't have to, like, wait for this Duck Blue, you know, video to end. Like, they're showing this game for 5-10 minutes. I just want to watch the Vegas game, and I know you probably have it on your what do you have it on, your iPad or something? You got the League Pass thing going?
Yeah, I got everything cooking here.
Well, I don't have that. Okay.
Got to watch the games.
I don't have it. I just have the TV with multiple offers and multiple options, and I don't have that game on. It was on, then they took it off, and now they're showing highlights. They're going to different games, and they're just not showing the best game. So what this tells me is, at this point, is they're not going to show a game. What they're going to do is they're going to bounce around for the rest of the night.
It's whip-around coverage. Whip-around coverage.
Their whip-around coverage sucks, okay? Because I want to watch a good game. There's a great game on, and I should be entitled to watch it. Why have the channel? Why have it if you're not going to air good games? I mean, honestly, like, is it not the league's channel? Is it not the league, you know, TV channel? And, like, you turn on the NBA. The NBA TV, you know, they got the game on. They have a good game on right now. No questions asked. Tomorrow night, I think they got two more. It just never ends with them showing games. And the NHL, you got to, like, I don't know what you got to do. Sell your house, sell your children. You know, take out a loan to get games on, you know. And then thank God that I live in New York and there's three teams here and there's always games on. There's always a game on. Islanders, Devils, Rangers, automatic, right? They show every game every night. And I can always find a good hockey game there. And they play good teams. And then I turn on this network, and all they do is they just have guys blowing smoke in your ear and in your arse of nonsense. You know as well as I do. I mean, I know all these guys. I'm friends with Dano, Tony, all these guys hosting right now. I'd rather be in a bumper-to-bumper traffic jam than watch this. I'm serious. It's so bad. I don't care who's on. I don't even care. They're great hosts, fantastic hosts. Everybody's cool. I'm friends with all of them. But it's just so boring. Like, honestly, I can't take it. What do I want to do at this time of night on a Monday night? Show me the game. You got a great game? Show me the game. Turn the game on. Do I have to sit here and watch three guys argue about hockey in a studio? I don't understand. I really don't. I just don't get it. Do they not own the rights to everything? The league, it's their own channel. Explain it to me, Carver High. Why in God's name does Gary Bettman have a hockey channel if he's not going to air the G-damn games on it? I mean, every night. There should be games on every night. If you own the league, you own the channel, you have the channel, you have the rights to every game, why in God's name is there not a 7 and a 10 every night? 7 and a 10, East Coast, West Coast, every night. Every night.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was trying to sell his television package. He's got NBCSN for multiple nights a week, and on the nights that he doesn't, such as a night like tonight, you would think throw the games on the NHL Network, but they just don't do that. Now, on a normal night, tonight, if they're giving you the whip around at 10 o'clock, at least there's four games for them to bounce around to. I know when they show the Duck game, it's tough. It's like watching paint. They're probably the boringest team in the entire league. But I think that they like giving you that whip around coverage when there's multiple games on.
McDavid flying through the neutral zone, flying in on the goal, and is stopped. McDavid just hauling ass on the Leafs. No goal. Anyway, they're showing the Leafs game now for a couple minutes. So they tease you with all this is what they do. So I just find it crazy. I really do. I don't understand that at all. By the way, later in the show tonight, Chris Price with the Boston Globe. Oh, the Leafs are on the board. The Leafs have scored. 1-0 Toronto on the road. Hyman, the Hyman maneuver. Finish in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. The Pelicans lead the Jazz 127-124 with 30 seconds left after they call Gobert for a foul over the back of Zion on a loose ball at the Jazz end, trying to tip one in, and he was trying to go for a loose ball, and they called him for a foul. Zion hit both free throws. And now they're up three with 30 seconds left. Jazz have the ball. And, of course, their record speaks for itself. I took the Pelicans and 7 tonight. So I'm interested in this game just ending right now. I'm not interested in a 3 ball and an overtime and an 8-point win by the Jazz. I just can't have it. So just land it right now. Miss the shot. Let's all go home. Drive home safely. Thanks for coming. Nothing to see here, folks. Just keep driving. So here we go. And they give it to Bogdanovich. He's trying to get the shot off. Now Conley with a 3 ball, air ball. And that'll do it. They get hard on a breakaway. Game over. Dunk. Boom. Ball game. So there you go, the Pelicans with the cover. By the way, Carver High, I hit the Nuggets tonight, laying 5.5. They win by 6 in Chicago over the Bulls. And the Sixers, I gave you -5 against the Pacers. They beat them 130-114. And I gave you the Mavericks to win and the Jazz +7, and the Mavericks win by 6. So right now, you know, all three of those games, I hit all, you know, two bets on each one. The money line and the spread on the Nuggets, money line and spread on the Sixers, money line and spread on the Mavs, and Magic middling that and covering the seven. I got the Pelicans spread going. So basically, at this point, I'm 7-1 because I thought the Jazz would win the game. But Nets are up 9 on the Spurs with 5 minutes to go in San Antonio. And it looks like, you know, they'll finish off San Antonio on the road. And Kyrie played tonight. Spurs have the Rock. Yeah, how nice of him to show up. Now they're down 12, San Antonio, with 4.5 to go. And they hit a 3 to go down to 9. So they need to go on a run here real fast with 4:20 left. 4:20. Anyway, the Nets are up 102-93 right now as we speak, about 4 minutes to go. At the half, the Cavs lead the Rockets 51-50. The Rockets have what, dropped 11 straight games? It really is unbelievable how bad they are. Coming up after the Pelicans game, the Hornets and Blazers are going to be a good one in the Moda in Rip City. So I'll watch that game as well. And as far as those hockey games, Canucks now 4-0 over the Jets. Leafs score again after the Hyman goal. 2-0 on the Oilers. Wild and Knights, no score. Ducks lead the Blues 1-0. Canes in overtime beat the Panthers 3-2 in South FLA, and the Senators 5-1 over the Flames. Getting set to go here any minute. Avs Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. The Sharks are 7-9-2. They're god awful. The Avs are 11-6-1. So there you go. Just for the sake of knowing who did it, Nylander had the second goal, Hyman the first for the Leafs in that one. And they're up 2-0 on the Oilers in Edmonton for Alberta. How about you did want to mention tonight, Carver High, that great performance by Rutgers on the road in Lincoln, Nebraska. Nice performance by Rutgers as they lose 72-51 to a team literally that is 7-17 now. And it's the first time they've won two in a row in the Big Ten in literally years. I'm not even kidding. That's how long it's been. I don't even know. I saw something before about it. They won their second straight game, the first time doing so since beating North Dakota State and South Dakota on December 1st. That's non-conference games. Like, in conference, when have they won two in a row? Before Christ. Okay? So, 72-71, big win for Nebraska. So, Carver High, are you having this out there in Strong Island, Playerville? Are you having this, like, 50-60-mile-an-hour winds right now? Are you going through this? Are you experiencing this?
Oh, yeah. I'm experiencing it. It's happening.
What is going on? There's like some hurricane or something outside.
Here's where you know, and this, we talk about the weather a lot here. I get it. Everybody's in different places. But this is how this winter's going, and how the, you know, when people talk about, you know, global warming and climate change and all this stuff, like, you got 50-mile-an-hour winds tonight. The wind chill for the next, like, 24 hours in the Northeast, you know, in our New York metropolitan area.
Eight.
Yeah, it's like around zero, around eight, whatever it is, you know. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be like 53, 54 degrees. It's going to shoot all the way up into the mid-50s one day later after being basically zero. It's just, the swings are incredible. They really are.
It is incredible, and I hate it. That's my point. Earlier we were talking about,
well, about going to Vegas, packing up shop, getting everybody in the truck, get all the families in the car, and let's go. Right. Let's just find a place that'll, and there's plenty of them out there, that'll let us do the show there, and that's it. Just done. Casino, sports book in Vegas, every day, for on the bench, for El Coast to Coast, Vegas.
Done deal. And then we get out of here in this nightmare. Like, so I leave, you know, typically it gets really hot in here with the the TV lights and everything and the heat blowing and all this other nonsense. And then, like, so I leave a window cracked open, right? And literally right now, it is freezing ass in here. I mean, it is ripping through this crack. I have a crack about literally an inch. It must be about an inch. Because I'll open it up 4 to 6 inches and just let the air blow in it. I don't even care because it's so hot in here. But literally, it is so cold outside right now. It's like 0 degrees. And I have it cracked like a half inch. And it is just ripping through here like I'm in the frozen tundra. I mean, I'm at Lambeau Field right now. It's so cold in this room. Literally, I'm surprised there isn't smoke coming out of my mouth when I'm talking to you. That's how cold it is here. And then 34C is worried about the basketball hoop. Do you remember when the basketball net crashed down on her expensive car? Oh, God. It was like that Progressive commercial. It was awful. Remember the guy's like, I suppose I look fairly ridiculous. And the basketball hoop crashes on his car. And that's what I had happen to me. So now I put antifreeze in the thing, you know, in the winter. I put antifreeze in it because it's got water. It's a water base. And the bottom line is that it already tipped over once. Now she's fearful of it tipping over again tonight. No longer does it sit over my wife's car. She's moved her car now, new position. Now the cars that I drive, it's underneath. They're directly underneath the basketball hoop now, both of my cars. And she did say earlier, she hopes that it crashes on my cars and that I have to live through the hell that was the time it crashed through hers. It did 3,000 in damage. It just crushed the hood, the windshield, the roof. It just did everything. Like the glass smashed the top of the car, the rim smashed the front windshield, and then it just dragged down on the front of the hood. It just smashed, and then dragged and just scratched it all and just ruined everything and put a dent in the hood the size of Texas. And I got to tell you, I'm eating crow on that. And then she just wouldn't do me for like a month. I mean, it was like at least a month. I got dried out like a cactus in the desert. She shut me down.
You want to blame somebody? No, blame yourself.
No relations whatsoever. It was awful. Felt like I was lost in the desert with no water. Walking for days. Blisters on my lips. The whole deal. But I just can't believe it. Like today, my buddy's like, or he called me tonight about something. And he's like, what's the matter? I go, hold on. I got problems. I got a hurricane blowing through here or something. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, I don't know. There's like 50, 60 mile an hour winds. It's crazy here. There's just some typhoon. He's like, how cold is it? I go, it's 8 degrees. And he's like, you suck. You live in hell. Just move here already. And I was like, if he only knew how much grief I get Carver High when I mention it, moving to Las Vegas. Do you understand? I've lived there twice. Twice I lived there. I would have, you know, I would have never left except for money. I'm so greedy that when someone came along with a bunch of money for me, I took it. And then I lived there again years later. And once again, I got lured back here. The last time I lived there was really in 2000. And it's been 20 years I've lived here in New York. So I left Vegas and I ended up in New York City. So, but I was really living in Huntington Beach when I worked in Vegas. So I lived in HB, I lived in Southern California, but I worked in Vegas. So I lived at the Mandalay Bay in a suite like a rock star. And I just did hookers and drugs the whole time. And I was just a felony. Harden with the rock and misses the J, but they get the rebound. How does the Spurs let that happen? How do they even comprehend not getting that rebound on that miss? And then they get a foul call, so they're going to the line. That's unbelievable. Harden took a lousy shot, great defense. He bricked it, all brick, no rim at all. And Jordan got the rebound. They get it out to Irving. And now it's a foul. They're not just shooting free throws. They're inbounding. Irving's got it. There's 10 seconds left on the shot clock and in the game. They got to stop him. But Kyrie gets all the way to the basket. They miss off the back of the rim. They got time to get a shot off. Oh, that's got to be a foul. No foul called the last second shot. He's got it at the buzzer. Wait a minute. He makes it at the buzzer. But it's a two. No time left. They hit a shot to send it to overtime. Carver High. Unbelievable.
Hawkins! Double order!
Murray hits a prayer and ties it. Unbelievable. Kyrie went in all alone to the 10 and finger rolled it, and it went off the back of the iron. I can't believe his layup didn't go down. And he was driving on Murray. Great defense by Murray, but he got around him. Got around Mills, went right to the 10 and bricked the bunny off the back of the iron. And then Murray loses the ball, turns around with no time left and shoots it. And boom, overtime. I don't know. Like, I got to see it again if he got the shot off before the light. He went all the way down the court, ran into Harden, loose ball, shot it. It definitely got out of his hand in time. They're going to overtime. What a play by the Spurs. You know, I took the Spurs to win that game outright and the 3.5 Carver High. And they were down 12 with 3 minutes to go. I just told you the score was 12 3 minutes ago. Right? That's an unbelievable comeback. Anyway. So Murray hits the miracle shot with no time left. All money. That is clutch. Now you got a little overtime. Off the Riverwalk in San Antonio, Tejas. I love it. Anyway, Carver High, I was just saying that like 3 minutes ago, I was like, they hit a corner three to make it 9. I said, they're still down 9 with like 3 minutes to go. They got to go on a run here. And they did. And then they got the miracle miss by Irving on the finger roll at the rim. A bunny from 1 foot out. He missed it with nobody on him. He got around the defenders, Murray, then around Mills. Nobody in his way. The white boy got ankle broke. Irving goes to the 10, misses the bunny. And then Murray goes and then dribbles the ball off Harden. Ball's on the ground. He ran into Harden. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up. And with no time left, spins, jacks a three from the top of the key, and it goes down. And they go to overtime. As you know, Carver, as I was saying, I took the Spurs to win this game and getting 3.5, and they were down 12 with 3 minutes to go. So that would be a miracle if they win this game. And you know, they're still alive for the 3.5, but anything can happen in overtime. They could lose by 10. Remember when I had Boise last week, were you doing the show with me, and they were...
Yeah, that was awful. Should have been, first of all, game shouldn't have even gone to overtime. It was a deuce. The kid's foot was on the line, and then you said it was going to happen. Hey. They get into overtime, and then they steamrolled them by, you know, 18. I mean, Boise couldn't even score 12. A bucket. You know,
They beat them by 18. And then, do you remember when I said, or was it 12? All I remember saying 12. Was, by 12, I go, watch... They'll get outscored 10-0 in the overtime. Yeah. And then, sure enough, it was 12-2. It happens all the time. And then,
but, listen, that's so a nice job. That's a nice job by the Spurs. Come back and tie that game up. That's a real nice job.
All right, so I want to look at the just so I'm up on everything because I'm very busy. Here you go. That scores 108 apiece at the start of overtime. The Pelicans won that game by 5. So I'm literally on fire. And the Blazers are up 9-7 on the Hornets at the Moda in Rip City. underway in the first. That game's on NBA TV as we speak. And then the Rockets are down 5 to the Cavaliers. They were down 1 at the half, down 5 now with 2.5 left in the third. And then this game's underway. I got to tell you, I really do, that like Popovich's hairdo is just iconic. It is just absolutely fantastic. Pop has let his hair go. He has completely grown it out, and he's rocking just this gigantic mullet. He's got the full length in the back. I mean, he's literally rocking the, you know, he's got the Neil Young hairdo. He's rocking Neil Young, bro. He's rocking Neil Young for sure. Now, Carver High has had conversations with me recently about going back to the long-haired Pharrell look, where I don't get a haircut for like, you know, 6 months. And then I get the whole big hair in front thing going, where I get it all up in the air and I look like a disheveled mess. And then I don't have all the side military cut going, where Carver High and I always go get a clean cut. And I got the top like mohawked. And he said to me the other day that I should go back to the rock star hairdo, where I just let it blow out and go long. And the thing is I'm so old now, and I have such limited options with my hairdo pieces. I basically look like a bald egg with hair on top. But I'm not bald. But with the clean cut I got going, with the military cut on the sides and the mohawk on the top, basically, it does look a little bit like I do. Like, I think on TV, when you see the show on Coast to Coast, I pretty much look like an egg. Don't you think?
I don't think you look like an egg. I mean, look, I don't think it's wrong with going a little long here for a little while. I'm ready. I have to go this week. I was going to go tomorrow, but now
this
that it's going to be
today, I was going to say something.
I know it's bad. Mine's gotten long.
You're
just too long.
Really thick and puffy. Like, you have gotten so puffy combed. Like, you're absolutely today. I noticed today. I was going to say something, so I'll say it now, is that your hair, you've not gotten a haircut in a month.
Well, it's more than that. It's more than a month.
2 months?
It's probably a deuce, yeah, I would say. You got to remember, I'm not exactly, you know, going places all the time, and especially when we were in the heart of getting ready for the baby to come, I really wasn't taking any chances and going anywhere. And here's another problem that I have now. Last time I went to my guy Alex, I went to, you know, the shop I've been going to since I moved to this house. He's gone. He sold it to somebody else. So there's some new guy in there. And I went in there, or he moved to Florida. I know he had a house in Florida. He probably said, forget all this, I'm getting out of here. So there's a couple new people in there, like they bought it off him. And I went in there the last time to get a haircut, and I let him do it, and he kind of hacked it up. Like, I wasn't thrilled with it. So now
the new guy did you wrong.
Yeah, he was no good. So now I'm in a situation where I got to get this done, and I don't want to give this guy another shot, so I got to find somebody new. And it's just a disaster. It really is, because my hair grows so fast, and it gets thick. My hair's thick, and it grows, and I try to cut it as often as I can because the sides get too gray now.
You look like a bush person at this point. You got so much hair going. Like, you're living in the bush, like in Alaska, like the bush people. I'm not talking about George Bush. I'm talking about Alaskan bush.
Wednesday I'll go now, when it's nicer out. I'm not going to go when it's zero tomorrow. I'm not going to go now.
So where are you going? Did you?
I'm going to just go to another place in town. Somebody else is going to get a chance. It's like free agency. You know, you go in and you meet with the prospective team, and you know, if you like what it is, then you sign with them. That's how it goes.
How much do you typically pay for the cut? $20?
Yeah, it's usually 20. It's like 18, and then you give them a little something extra.
So mine is 16, and I give the guy 5 every time, right?
Yeah.
But it takes my guy 5 minutes to cut my hair, because I just buzz it.
I ain't in there 5 minutes.
I don't really do anything to the top, and then I just have him do my eyebrows and shave my neck, and I'm out the door. I literally get it done in like 5-6 minutes.
I'm more into
lawnmower.
I'm more in the 12 to 15 range.
12 to 15 minutes?
Yeah, because I got a lot going on up there.
So are there other barbers in town that you're
willing
to...
There's a lot. There's quite a few. There's quite a few choices. And like I said, it's just like being a free agent. We're going to see if somebody's going to be able to sign long term or if I'm going to be back out looking for another one after this one.
So I had a guy that used to cut my hair in Boca, right? And he was really cool. And he was a big, big sports fan and a big, huge fan of the show when I was on QAM. And he used to work at this spot, right, that I went to. And it was the greatest barber shop. I loved it, Luigi's. And my guy worked in there. And I like the old guys in there. These two old Italian guys are gems, right? They're like right out of a movie. And they're just a couple of like New York mobsters cutting hair down in Boca with all the rich people. And so this young kid worked for him, right? He was really cool. And you could tell he just completely partied and blazed and everything else. He was a freak. And they knew I was a huge Canes fan. And they knew that I lived there. Like I lived like a block away from that place. And I used to go in there. And then when the guy left, the cool kid left on his own to open up his own barbershop, right? He just one day upped and left, like your guy. Just no warning, no nothing. He just left. And then I was like in a pickle because I was like loyal to the old men, but I still liked the kid, right? He was cool. So when I would go on vacation or whatever, because you know I went down there a lot, I go down there frequently, and I'll jump down there for 3 or 4 days, whatever, or a week, blah blah blah, and I would go and I would take turns going to the barbers, right? Like one trip I would go and get it done from the old man, and then the next trip I'd go to see the kid. But the kid had moved up to like Delray Beach. He moved from Boca to Delray. So I had to like drive 15, 20 minutes to get a haircut. To me, if I drive more than 10 minutes to get my haircut, it's a problem. I'm just not interested in like some big drive, you know, like some long drive to get my hair done. I'm not that guy. So I just want to bang in and out. Boom. I barely can sit and wait for a haircut. If there's someone in front of me, I'm like, can you get this guy out of here? I just like, can you speed it up? Because I'm not going to sit here and wait. It's either now or never. A lot of times I used to call ahead. I'd be like, you got anybody down there right now? I'll be there in 5 minutes. Because I don't want to wait ever for a haircut. I hate it. Like, I hate sitting there waiting for a haircut, right? But I guess at this stage, at my age, at this late stage in the game, I'm lucky I have any haircuts anymore. I used to have tons of hair, like a rock star. And now I don't have that. It's Pharrell on the Bench. All right, Pharrell on the Bench. 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. And I just want to give you an update on, first of all, the Nets won that game, 124-113 in overtime. They got it done. And, you know, Spurs tie it at the buzzer at 108. They got it all going. And then they never, like, I mean, they scored four more points. Five. They scored 5 points in overtime, and the Nets blew them out and covered. I had the Spurs in 3.5, but I've been on fire tonight in the NBA. So that was, I still like that bet. I still like the bet. I mean, they tied it at the end of regulation. Had a chance to win it, and they didn't get it done. But I'll take that bet again. I like it. I went for it with the Spurs tonight, and I like the Nets. So, I like watching the Nets and Knicks. I like them both. It is what it is. I've said earlier today on Coast to Coast that it's an exciting time in New York for basketball fans and people like me that play a lot of basketball and watch a lot of basketball and enjoy basketball like I do. I can watch both of the teams. I like them both. I want them both to do well. I like good basketball in New York. I like watching the Knicks. I like watching the Nets. They won again. That's all they do is win. I mean, they lost to the Mavs. I almost fell over. But the reality is, tonight they got it done in overtime, and the Spurs gave them all they could handle, and they still finished them off. Not only that, they covered. They beat them by 11, and you're tied at the end of regulation. They bottom line kicked their ass in the extra session. A really good game going on right now in Stillwater at IBA. The Cowboys lead Oklahoma 74-72, 37 seconds left, and Oklahoma State's at the line, up two, trying to add to the lead.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.